Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out. What's in my head? And I am feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I scream the top of my lungs. What's going on?
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This song having a bit of a revival on social media.
It is.
With that remix.
With Bees in the Trap.
Yeah, with Bees in the Trap. Have you seen that whole thing on social media, Ike? I can't get out of that. Those videos once I start watching.
I can't get out of the algorithm.
Yeah. I don't want to get out of it, to be honest with you. Most of the videos are fine.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah. They're pretty good. Yeah, might be a part of the algo you want to get into. We will have the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in moments. 215-592-9494. RC and Glenn Mills here on WIP. What's up, RC?
Spike, what's up? I see your obsession with 5'10 offensive linemen. That's really interesting.
Look, clearly the Eagles are interested in a 5'10 offensive lineman because they claimed off waivers and pissed the Rams off, which is the Rams already hated us.
Which obviously upset you because you're a Rams fan.
Well, I wasn't. I just had not only did I pick against the Eagles last year, I gave up quite a bit of money. The Rams not winning the NFC, but I think when my Spidey sense goes off on little things like this, there's not always something there, but I think there might be something there with this one. I think there might be something there. The Eagles signed him, right? They didn't have to sign him.
Maybe, he's a fullback. Well, how much does he weigh?
Well,
Tom Izzo's upset because there's guys signing in college basketball and pro basketball out of, back to college. Maybe this guy can go play center for EA Haverford Day. Maybe you can get him over to EA.
Yeah, well, we did have, who is our center when I was there? Ernie Lowe. I think Ernie was 6'3". No, it wasn't little. Ernie played football at UConn, so he wasn't little.
Yeah, he wasn't little, yeah. But he was little E. His dad was bigger.
Yes, his dad was bigger. Willie Lampkin is 279, 5'10", 270. That is a big boy.
That's
man.
A bowling ball.
That's a big dude. That's a big dude. I can attest to that. Dudes that weigh that much are big dudes. They're
yes.
Big dudes.
Yep.
All right. So what is your obsession, Spike, with us not spending money when our window is closing to win a World Series?
So
I just don't get it. You're saying don't spend money on Bregman. Well, we need a power right-handed bat, and Boehm hasn't been that.
Yes, and Bregman's hurt every year. He's 32 years old, and he wants a 5-year contract. Here's my true position on it, is that I know we spend a lot of money, but But we are, if we try to do the spend to win a championship thing only, we're going to lose because we can't spend like the Dodgers can spend.
No, no doubt about it.
Well, hold on. I'm not saying they shouldn't spend. Even if here's the reality is even if they don't re-sign Schwarber and they don't sign another big free agent, they're going to have a top 5-6 payroll in baseball. And here is my issue, is that in 2 or 3 years, when all these contracts come back to bite you, a couple of them already here might come back to bite you. Nola's going to, who knows what's going to happen with that contract. Mm-hmm. You're going to be in pretty deep on Trey. You're going to be in pretty deep on Bryce Harper. Is that when a team like the Dodgers or the Mets can spend their way out of it, like the Mets 2 years ago, they basically bought prospects. They ended up trading two pitchers, you know, right? They traded Scherzer. They ate the contract.
Verlander.
They traded Verlander. They ate the contract. They don't care about money. So they can go build up their farm system by buying players and spend till their heart's content. Us, we can't. So if we bury ourselves with these contracts and really to make yourself nominally better, then in 2 or 3 years, when those contracts are bad contracts, and they will be, in 2 or 3 years, then we're going to be looking at a team that can't get anything. And if we don't start to figure out whether these young guys can play and clear some of this money off the books, if we keep spending money over and over and over again on guys that are 32 years old, they're eventually going to be 36 years old, we're going to regret it. And I just think this team will be... I agree with Ike.
So what if they spend money on a 30-year-old?
Well, here's the truth, though. Just let me finish.
Go ahead.
Is I think if they don't... If they re-sign Bader, maybe they throw a $20 million guy in there somewhere. They don't re-sign Schwarber. They don't get any big guys. This is a good team next year. They're not a 95-96 win team. They're not. But they have enough good starting pitching. They have enough good players on the team that I think they will be a good team. And that we're not going to be watching bad baseball. And we're setting ourselves up for a situation where maybe we're in a better position to make those kind of commitments. Because the only way that I think we're going to be able to really spend this offseason beyond Schwarber is if you trade away prospects to get rid of Castellanos and Taiwan so you're not paying their salary. And I just don't think this Phillies team is deep enough from a farm system standpoint to do that. And I don't think they're deep enough from a pocket standpoint to just spend. That's sort of where I am.
Okay, so then I'll say this to you. There's three prospects that we have. Okay, Aiden Miller is still a year away.
Yep.
He's still a year away. I know him very, very well. Jack and I have talked about it. You know who I'm connected with, the number one prospect in baseball, Kevin McGonigal, who will be playing second base for the Tigers next year. Okay? So Aiden Miller's still a year away. Crawford is not. We can't wait any longer.
Yes.
Crawford needs to be on the opening day roster. But here's what I'm saying to you, Spike.
Yep.
We live in Philadelphia, my man. We want to win a World Series. So if we have to spend to win a World Series and then have 3 years of just over 500 baseball, there's a lot of people in this city that are going to be okay with that.
They're okay with it until they're watching the baseball that we watch for a decade after the last year of Phillies baseball. You can say that now. You can say that now. And you know what? If we don't win the World Series and we end up with that same dog crap baseball for years, we're going to be killing these guys. We killed Ruben Amaro for Howard's contract.
Killed him.
Right. We've seen it happen. I saw it happen with Paul George. I saw it happen. You think you're close. You go and you spend and you bury yourself. And I just think they're going to be okay. They get Schwarber back on a reasonable deal, and that's all they do. Fine. But that's not what's going to happen, I don't think.
I got one more thing.
Yeah.
Well, one and one B. One, Paul George is robbing the Sixers with no mask. He's a thief that doesn't even put a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a criminal. And the second thing is, we've got to get over this. We're signing Schwarber. Now, Jack, I'll get off, and I want to hear this, Jack. Who is the best right-handed power hitter out there? Alonzo on the board at 5 o'clock. That's what we need.
It's Suarez, right, okay. Jack?
Yeah, I mean Bregman's the better bat.
Yes, but Suarez is cheaper. You get Suarez for 2 years, right?
I could do that. I could do that.
Yeah, yep. Two years, $20 million a year, something like that. But
But
you could do it without Schwarber, and you could be smarter about it and get. Kyle Schwarber's not going to hit 56 home runs next year.
But if he hits 46.
Or if he hits 40 or he hits 38. Come on.
Yeah.
You guys are being silly. RC, what are you oddly passionate about for next question today?
I cannot stand people with dirty sneakers. I wash sneakers 4 times a week.
Wow.
In the house.
You wash them four times a week?
Yeah, oh yeah. You get the yellow bar, I think it's called the Lapid bar. You scrub it, you wet them, you scrub them with that, you put them in the washer, they look like you just came out of the box.
Are you running through,
fields?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
How dirty are your sneakers getting?
No, they're not dirty. I don't like anything on them.
Really?
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Some people are like that about their sneakers. Yeah, listen, I'm pretty finicky myself when it comes to the shoes, but I'm not washing shoes 4 times a week.
Thank you for the caller. So, yeah, you're not a... Now, do you ever wipe them down?
Okay. I don't like to do that. That's from my childhood.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you know, when you only got one or two pair of sneakers, so you had to basically keep them clean for as long as you could.
Yeah.
We got sneakers at the beginning of the school year, and then I think our next pair came Easter.
Okay, so from September to April.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So you had to make those bad boys last, man.
Yeah, I'm only wearing my running shoes every day. The other shoes, these are the cool sneakers, it hurt my feet.
Nice. Nice.
Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Says Jackie Baseball.
Oh, mainstay in the offseason.
Yep.
The High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Oh, yeah. That's where it was invented.
You have the little CNN intro.
Yeah.
So good to hear that.
Yeah.
ESPN came out today, Kylie McDaniel, and you know he used to work in front offices in baseball, so I think he has a pretty good gauge of what the free agent market is going to look like and what some of the contract projections are. So for the Phillies, and if this is really what they are, I think they're in a pretty good situation. So with Schwarber, he has been getting 4 years and $128 million.
That's a little reasonable.
It's better than the 5-150, 160 that we've been
getting.
That's
reasonable.
Come on, Schwarbs. You want to be here for 4-128?
I guarantee. Here's what's going to happen.
Matter of fact, didn't I get that number? I said 4-125.
Yeah, we've been in the 120 area. Yeah.
You know what's going to happen? I guarantee this is what's going to happen. The Phillies are going to get baited into giving him 5 years. I guarantee it. They are going to get suckered into overpaying for Kyle Schwarber.
Can it be a club option?
No.
Meant the fifth year? Mutual.
Well, that's it.
We're big fans of that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's basically a buyout of last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a player option.
There is no doubt in my mind the Phillies are getting suckered into a fifth year on Kyle Schwarber. I'm planting my flag right here. I have no doubt they're getting suckered into it.
Yeah, I can see it.
Because what they're going to say to themselves, somebody else is going to offer them that deal that you're talking about, and it's going to be the Mets. Mm-hmm. And they're going to say, this will be a Middleton call. This is a Middleton saying, I can't lose Kyle Schwarber to the Mets. Give him the fifth year.
Yeah.
That is my prediction.
So let me ask you this. What if they give him the fifth year with the same amount of money?
Well, yeah, I don't want that. Oh, you mean like 125 over 5 years?
Five years instead of four.
Nah, I think he's going to want. I think he'll look at the total value of the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in a perfect world, sure, I would do that,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But.
I'm three. 3 years for Kyle Schwarber.
We're all, no. 4-125, we're taking.
We're
taking a run.
I'm in. Yes,
yeah, we'll take it.
300. That deal that you wanted to give Bryce, give it to Kyle Schwarber.
No. Yeah. We can't do that. Yeah. You're not going to get him.
300, okay.
I know. The projection for Ranger, 492, which actually isn't bad. Like some of the other projections out there with Ranger have been in the 160s, which feels ridiculous.
They can't spend more money there.
Oh, with Ranger, no. He's gone.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
He's gone.
100%, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Barring... Someone doesn't want to sign for a long-term deal. He'd rather stay here. He's been here since he's 16.
Yeah.
And he signs like a one-year deal, prove it kind of thing. But
that would be dumb.
It would be dumb. So he's going to get a multi.
His part, yeah.
Yeah. JT projection is 232. 2 years, $32 million.
16 a year?
Yeah, which actually.
It's not bad.
The only thing we don't want is three with JT.
Right.
Like, that's it.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come on, Spike. Don't start shaking your head in there.
Yeah, 2 years, 32 is not bad.
We got a World Series to win next year.
I knew it.
I had him as an ally at the start of the show.
Now, you know what's beautiful about me? I don't care what they do.
Yeah, you're going to say it's the right
if
thing.
If they tear it, if they take a step back, higher draft pick. If they go for it,
oh,
I
God,
get it.
Draft picks.
Yeah. Come on, I'm in a win-win situation. But 232, you live with.
Yeah.
But these all individually are one thing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all of them. We're going to do 5 years for Schwarber, and we're going to do two and an option for a player option for JT.
We don't do player options.
Oh, you watch.
232 ain't bad.
These are reasonable prices.
We
to
like
me.
These prices.
These are reasonable prices.
Send these
prices
to the agents.
Yes, these are reasonable prices.
So JT Realmuto, who had a fine year last year.
Mm-hmm. Caught the most innings in baseball.
Oh, okay. But still wound up with an OPS of 700. Yeah. And was a, like, as far as you look at the nerd stats, is a average to below average catcher.
Framer of the basal?
Yes. Well, catcher overall.
Listen.
So we're paying 16.
ABS doesn't matter as much now, with the framing.
So we're paying $16 million a year for an average player.
Yeah.
But he's important.
Game calling. It matters.
Important.
Guys like throwing to him.
He's an all-time Philly, too.
Yeah, he's a Wall of Famer.
He's a Wall of Famer for sure.
Well, yeah, of course he is. We need people. Yeah.
Right? Levy's on there. You know JT's getting on there. Another Wall of Famer, Harrison Bader.
Yeah. Well, he's a Wall of Famer.
2 years, $25 million.
Sign me up.
Oh, okay. Everyone else. Yeah. Screw everyone else. As long as Spike gets Bader back for 2 years, $25 million, he doesn't care.
Okay, so now I'm feeling better. We've brought Bader back. We brought JT back, and we got Schwarber back.
Can we get one more back?
Give me one more
You know that's not happening. Yeah.
Dude, we all know what they're going to do this offseason. They're going to sign all three of those guys, and that's it.
Yes.
And then it's going to be Kemp at third. They'll trade Bohm for a middle reliever. They'll get off of Castellanos, and it's going to be Marsh, Bader, and Crawford.
I'll die on this hill.
Okay.
Replacing Bohm with Otto Kemp is stupid.
How much you... All right. I say he's going to hit 25 home runs out of Kemp next year.
Well, then sign me up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, if you're telling me he's going to hit 25 home runs, okay, yeah.
What does he have more errors or home runs next year at third base? That's a good little bet.
Yeah, that's a little juicy.
Yeah.
It's like the year that Schwarber had more home runs than singles.
Remember that year?
That was a memorable year. Memorable year. So 225 for Bader.
Oh,
that's a good
God,
price.
Oh, my God, the left side of that infield.
Trey's a vacuum now.
That sounds like a good baseball team.
He wasn't a vacuum in the to throw the ball on the other side of the plate.
That's true. Yeah. So who's our outfield now? I'm looking at Bader in center,
Marsh in right,
and Crawford in left. Crawford on left.
Now ball's not going to fall. It's a fast outfield. Infield and left
side.
We're
not worried about the whole ground ball out rate thing
with Crawford.
Yeah.
Oh, we're worried about it.
Okay.
Yeah, but we don't need to worry about that in. November.
In November, yeah.
We'll worry about that in June. Yeah.
Well, they either have to trade Crawford or play him.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they have to play him. Yeah.
How many years is he going to hit three?
I want to see him, yeah.
How many years is he going to hit 335? He's one of those guys everybody wants to see, and within 2 weeks of seeing him, they're going to be like, wait a minute, this guy stinks. He's hitting 252. He hits into a double play every time he's out.
No, he won't. He's not.
Because he's fast.
He's super, super fast.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's speed.
Oh, he's unbelievably fast. For some reason, he can't play center field, but whatever.
Yeah.
And he's a winner, by the way. I know people are all.
What does he want?
Well, so if, all right, if you want to go through the minor league history, Clearwater was the best team in baseball, in minor league baseball, and he was there.
Okay.
Jersey Shore, he wasn't there that long, but they won games the second he got there. Redding's always been, they're struggling right now in the win-loss department, so we throw that out. He's there for like a little bit. And then Lehigh Valley, they were the best team in minor league baseball until they called all the kids up. So, everywhere he's gone, he's won, Justin Crawford.
Maybe he's just one of these guys that the stats don't add up. And he's just he can just play.
And that's what the Phillies think.
Yeah. He just, you look at the ground ball rate, it doesn't add up, but, you know,
kind of like the quarterback.
Well, there's players in every sport like that. What?
Jalen has nothing to do with
this conversation.
No, I know.
And again, that's where the intervention will get back. Yeah, that's my fault. That's
nothing
my fault.
To do with this conversation.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah.
So then the big free
agent. You said Crawford could get it carried by the other great players on the roster.
But he's a winner.
But he's a winner.
I'm excited for Justin Crawford. I hope he's good. I got my questions, but we'll see how that goes. The free agent targets, the main free agent targets. The big one is Kyle Tucker. He's viewed as the main prize, 28. Well, he's going to be 29, I guess, on opening day. It seems like he's going to get between 300 and 400. He's not going to go above 400, I don't think. I think he's going to be right in that sweet spot.
He's overpriced.
When healthy, he's a really good player. I wouldn't pay $400 million for Kyle Tucker.
No.
Bregman is in there. Obviously, we've talked a lot about Alex Bregman. The problem is he's going to be like 33 and he's been hurt a lot, which stinks because he'd be a perfect fit. Bo Bichette, just in the World Series, hit the 300 home run that people thought was going to win them the World Series. He could be a factor here if they do trade Bohm. They want him to play third base. Cody Bellinger, Spike's boy. Can stand in center field, play right field, and stand at first base. Not as good as he used to, but he does have some positional versatility. And then, I guess, Pete Alonso. But again, I'd rather die.
What do you think? There's been a lot of Pete Alonso noise.
Yeah,
for the Phillies.
I know. With
people who we respect, right?
Of course.
Jim Salisbury talking about it. What is the calculus there? Like, are they splitting first base with him and Bryce? But Bryce doesn't want a DH.
No, but it'll get him off his feet.
But he doesn't want to do it.
Not for
it. It was great when he DH'd in 22.
Yeah. Like, maybe it's just a way to manage his innings a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I would, if you could get Schwarber and Pete, but obviously that's not, you need him behind Harper, but you need another, like, I still want Schwarber to be here. If you're pushing all your chips in for next year.
The Bo Bichette thing is interesting, him at third base. Not a good shortstop anymore. But if you're saying he can play third base, then that would be, Bo Bichette would be interesting. That's a good baseball player right there.
Well, listen, he's traditionally a 200 hit guy.
Would you rather have Bo Bichette and Cody Bellinger or Kyle Schwarber and JT Realmuto?
Bichette and Bellinger.
There we go. Why do you hate Bellinger so much? I had you on board and you left.
I don't
hate
Bellinger.
You do. You were just discounting. He's a good right fielder. You're just
he's looking at everything. I don't know. He's fine.
He just had the second best year of his career last year. He's 29 or 30 years old.
I know. He's good.
You're a real negative person.
You're right.
All right. So, and we don't. When's the earliest anybody signs?
They signed Brian De La Cruz earlier today.
Fine, but when are the winter meetings? When does that happen?
Like December,
Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're pretty far away. That happen.
It's a slow trickle.
I wonder if there's an advantage to some teams saying, you know what, we're not waiting, And maybe there will be so many players over the last, here's the only thing I think about there. So many players over the last few years thought they were getting these big contracts, waited a long time, ended up having to sign prove-it deals. Two of those guys you just mentioned, Bregman had to do it, Pete Alonso had to do it. I wonder if there would be an advantage to a team coming in early on some of these players and maybe getting a bit of a discount by giving them some security because of how the market has panned out the last several years.
And like, I still wonder, the lockout looming.
Yes, if there's going to be a lot of teams.
Anybody's going to be really spending money out there this offseason.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give 5 years to Kyle Schwarber. Guaranteed. You heard it here first.
Yeah, well, Preston said on the High Hopes podcast yesterday.
Yeah, where you can download anywhere. Preston Mattingly, general manager of the Phillies on the High Hopes podcast.
That's exactly right. He said that they are not building their team this year with any fear of 2027.
So, oh, my.
You can take it for what it's worth. Obviously, it's probably GM speak.
Yeah, but,
on the record, that is what he said.
Lied right to you on the podcast. You can hear all those lies. What, about 45 minutes worth of lies?
No, it's about 30.
Okay.
But then if you want to turn off all the prospect talk we got into, you could.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
You talk about thrilling.
Yeah. Well, that's what podcasts are for.
Yeah.
All right, 215. Thank you, Jackie Baseball. 215-592-9494. Mikey Football coming up next with us. Mike Mayock. We will talk to Mike about the Packers game, his impressions of the Eagles at the trade deadline. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.